New Zealand's Rima, The Balanced Breakfast with Aaron Ironside. The Bible exhorts us to read it so that we can renew our mind. Does it work? Do we really change the way we think when we read the scriptures? Aaron Franson from this Baylor University in Texas has found that it really does work. He joins us. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that the Bible does work. What effect does it have that surprised you when you did your research?
There's a lot of ways that people who read the Bible more frequently, it makes them, I guess, more conservative in a bunch of different ways in terms of, like, say, a views of abortion or homosexuality. But on the flip side, there were a number of ways that it actually seemed to make a person a little bit more politically liberal.
Well, that is strange. Of course, that's a great reminder for us. It's in a general election year, so it's a great reminder that the politics of Jesus transcends the left and the right. And so it would appear that those who engage with the scriptures begin to see things perhaps from God's perspective, not just their own political perspective.
Well, yeah, specifically, I guess, the research showed that people who read the Bible more frequently think that you need to engage in social and economic justice and reduce consumption to be a good person. They are opposed to increased authority from the government to fight terrorism, which is a kind of a reference to the Patriot Act. They are non-supportive of harsher punishments for criminals or the death penalty, and then they're also less likely to see a conflict between science and religion.
Just how much Bible reading is required to have an effect?
Well, the way that we measured it was actually in a scale. So it ranged from never read the Bible all the way up to several times a week or every week. So it was actually measured in a scale.
But the people who demonstrated this change were those who read it several times a week?
Yeah, theoretically, the way it should work is, for example, with the social and economic justice, the people who are going to, they're going to be roughly, I guess, 39% more likely per increase in Bible reading to support social and economic justice. So every jump up the scale on how often they read, they're predicted to be 39% more likely to support social and economic justice, if that makes sense.
Now, it's good that people read the Bible and change the way they think, but does that change the way they act?
That's a great question. That's actually not something I actually know from this survey, but that would be a great question for future research, I suppose.
Aaron Franson, thanks so much for your time today.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me.